Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
What's special about Melbourne? It's the people, isn't it?
Better than Adelaide.
Shut up about Adelaide,
oh,
will
you? I'm not talking about Perth.
You can, because I'm not from
Look
Perth.
Look at you getting all doo-doo. You're getting all frazzled.
But the funny thing is...
You had your tablets?
Have I had my tablets? Yeah, I had it about half an hour ago.
I had a coffee, can you tell?
Yeah, I can tell you've had a coffee.
Go on, hurry up.
Oh, you're the one that's holding me up all the time. What makes Melbourne so special is the people.
Yes.
And some people have really moulded this city into what it is today.
And I'd hope so.
Well, yeah, and I'm not talking about the rich and the famous, and I'm talking about people that are behind the scenes that have changed. Yeah,
Your worker bees.
Did you ever go to Inflation?
No.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you were so
uncool. I went to Kramer's.
Kramer's.
You shut up. I went to Kramer's once.
Right.
And picked up this old guy.
Yeah.
He wanted my number.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, couldn't read it, but I tried.
Lucky you. And then Inflation was such the coolest nightclub.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go.
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't let you in.
No.
Oh, you were one of the ones standing out the front. They wouldn't let in.
Oh, it's a thing I don't like. What gets my goat?
Yeah.
Lining up to go into a nightclub. Did you have to line up? Let's find out in a minute.
Yeah. But
anyway,
then,
go on. Because it's about 8 minutes, your intro.
I know. The intro's going on a little bit. Then the next amazing place was the Metro.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever go there?
No.
Really? You didn't go to the Metro as well?
No, because by that stage, where was I going? No, because first it was Bundoora Blue Light Disco. And then it was Kramer's. And then I got over it by the time I was 18.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing.
You didn't like the nightclub scene?
No.
Oh, so you were a hippie.
Yeah, I didn't like the nightclub scene.
Right,
no,
okay.
I was just scared.
Scared of it?
Yeah, I was scared of the scene. Yeah.
Right, okay. Mm. But what happened at...
After that old man tried to pick me up at Kramer's.
What happened at the Metro, they transformed this old theatre and they made it the coolest, grooviest nightclub. It was world standard.
It was clean and nice.
Yeah, and the attention to detail was incredible. They had these amazing robot-y arms that came out with all the lighting rigs on it.
Wouldn't it be great to talk to the person about this club rather than you?
It's a setup.
We're going to die in the interim. Craig, the funeral director, is going to come over.
Oh, yeah, true. Anyway, we have got the man who... Not single-handedly.
He passed away about 3 minutes ago.
But did it with a few other people. But now he's got a new venture. Well, it's not all that new. He's been there 7 years.
I'm so sorry, Sam.
But anyway, Sam, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you, David. Thank you, Sue. Actually, as you were just telling that little story, it reminded me how back in Inflation, 1 year I took a holiday. And to tell you how cool the place was, when I got back from holidays, I went to the door and the doorman wouldn't let me in.
Oh, you weren't groovy enough.
I wasn't groovy enough to get in there either, so there you go.
So, you know, like with what you were doing back then, it was pretty groundbreaking, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, it was a great time, and I think it was great to be part of a movement like that. And, deregulation of 88, where the liquor licensing laws changed, and basically, you know, there was this proliferation of new licenses, which then, you know, created this situation where we really we just couldn't afford to do what we were doing pre-deregulation, because once you freed up the liquor laws and they, like, went from 5,000 to 20,000, it meant that any little bar in the corner can emulate what you were doing, and you know, you couldn't support $1 million light show without a cover charge, you know? Then you had the festivals, you had a whole, there was a whole shift.
Mm.
But after the summer of 88 in London, you know, with the introduction of ecstasy and all that, you know, all the signs were there, you know, it's changing, it's gone for all time.
So you moved away from it. But back in the, you know, like, you were very courageous what you did, especially with the Metro. Because
exactly,
it was
take it
such,
on Kramer's.
It's such a big venue, you know, 2,000 people. Was that right?
Well, it was licensed for 2,200 people, yeah. But I think what happened was the industry was growing rapidly, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, we went from 6 3 AM licenses to over 100 in the downtown area. And so, you know, my thinking, or at least the group's thinking, my partners and I were thinking, well, here we go. This is mushrooming into this massive industry. Why don't we just build a vacuum cleaner and suck them all into one place? We can make all the money. But the beauty about the Metro was that it was so versatile. And you were playing that song the Blondie song, and I mean to be able to stage shows like Blondie and James Brown and have this just amazing versatility. So we had our 3-4 club nights, but we also had this mid-size venue that allowed us to.
I saw Boy George there.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, once he went solo after Culture Club.
Yeah,
that's so many. I can remember Countdown Revolution used to film there as well. Every now and then.
I was too young.
Too young to go to Countdown.
I was never welcome.
It was an amazing era, and I can remember I was working for record companies at the time, and we would have DJs that would come into town, and they would go to your club the night before. They would be doing a DJ set, and they said, "Oh shit, I bought that song only last week in London, thinking that no one would have heard it here, and you're hearing it here in Melbourne." We were that cutting edge. The whole scene was pretty amazing. Now we're talking to Sam, who is so much part of Melbourne's landscape. As I said, inflation, grain store at the same time, and the Metro, which was legendary. Sam, you totally moved away from what you were so used to, stepped away for a few years, and then you've come back with a restaurant.
Well, David, my training was actually in food. I mean, I started in hospitality. I was a William Angler, so actually my vocation was restaurants. That's what I started out in Geelong when I had Savas, which was kind of like a French bistro, the Wool Exchange Hotel. I mean, I've had food in all my operations.
Oh, okay.
I mean, even the Grain Store Tavern, even though it was a live venue by night, during the day being down in the downtown area, and we would have all the public servants around there, I mean, we were doing 400 meals a day.
So, wow.
I mean, I know about food. I've been in food all my life, but it was just easier to make money from entertainment, as you see. This is now not about making money. This is about love,
Love of doing something. But in a way, you haven't let go, because when you go to Fog, it's in Greville Street in Prahran, you feel as if you step into New York, so you would absolutely love it.
Thank you, David. I am here.
It's my pleasure, Susan.
You're welcome.
And you haven't fallen asleep
yet.
So
you can come down and I'll gladly buy you dinner.
Thank you, honey. See how it works when people are nice to you?
But you walk in and there's sort of like a little cafe area at the front, then the bar and the restaurant, and then you go to an outside area and there was a DJ playing within the little bar that you have out there. You haven't lost that feeling of like sort of giving people a bit of entertainment with the food.
Well, as you said, it has a New York feel. I mean, that was quite deliberate. Someone said to me, how long did it take you to come up with, the Fog concept? And I said, 3 minutes and 33 years. basically, I've traveled extensively to the States where, back in the club days, that was where you got your inspiration. It was New York, Studio 54 and Xenon and all those great clubs. And I've been traveling to the States. And, of course, my ex-wife was American, so that was another good reason to go to the States and see her beautiful in-laws, her parents, I should say. Anyhow, I did travel to New York extensively and have been inspired by their concepts. And I also realized that after a certain age, when people stop going to clubs, they still want to go out. So, the socialising aspect of Fog is what interested me when I got back to Melbourne after being gone for 4.5 years. I realised that the Yanks do things pretty well. So the idea that you can go and have dinner with your friends, or have your friends then join you later and go to a back bar, have a little bit of music. So it's not that you can be everything to everybody, but it's sort of like a one-stop shop for people who are older than 25 who don't want to go to a club and be subjected to
And the food, talking about your love for America, it's American influences.
Strongly American influences. I brought 3 chefs over from the States, because when I was working there, worked in a restaurant in a Native American casino. So I was running their food and beverage there for 4.5 years. And then I met these 3 guys, 2 brothers, the Sutphin brothers, and I liked their work. And then I said, I'm going back to Australia. Do you want to join me? And we'll open a restaurant. And I liked the food they were doing. And being in New Mexico, there was a really sort of unusual and great sort of, I was exposed to sort of new foods and the chilies and that Tex-Mex and the Mexican influences, all sort of that hybrid sort of cuisine, which I found very interesting, you know, and I thought, look, this will work in Melbourne. Melbourne's very adventurous. But as well as the food, I actually, like I said, you know, the bar and the socialising aspect.
We need to get down there, David.
Yes. Now, 7 years, congratulations.
7 years. And,
which is a feat in itself in the food business here in Melbourne because it's so competitive. So, Sam, thank you so much. And thank you for being such an important part of this city. And it's Fog. It's in Greville Street in Prahran.
Yep.
And beautiful surroundings. So we're going to have to go down there real soon.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure.
Thanks, Sam.
Nice to meet you, sir. And good to see you, David.
Yes, likewise.
Thank you.
Really?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.